I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. U.S. markets are closed today for the President's Day holiday, but investors still have financial matters to ponder as they look to the week ahead. Tess Figlin joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. She has a preview of the week's business happenings. Tess, what is going on? We have some big corporate malfeasance trials anyway going on. What's the latest there?
Yeah, they continue and continue. This week should be another interesting week in the Martha Stewart case. Prosecutors suffered a pretty big setback on Friday. The judge decided not to allow them to put on a key expert witness to talk about investor behavior. The prosecution's probably going to rest its case this week. And then, of course, the big question becomes, will Martha Stewart take the stand in her own defense? And the Tyco trial is now heading into, believe it or not, its fifth month. The prosecution in that case rested last week after 4 months of testimony. The company's former chief financial officer, Mark Swartz, took the stand late last week. And we're waiting now to see if former CEO Dennis Kozlowski gets up there, too.
How about the economy? Any new government reports, these kinds of numbers and figures that come out regularly?
Oh, yes. Every week we've got something. This week, inflation, an important stat that we're going to be getting a level on. Find out how prices are doing both at the wholesale level and at the checkout counter. That's what's called the Consumer Price Index. And also the Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators is out on Thursday. That gives us kind of an idea of how different areas of the economy might be faring 3 to 6 months down the road.
And how about corporate mergers? Any news of that that's going to be breaking this week?
These days it's a strong possibility, Alex. Of course, we're now waiting to hear a decision about AT&T Wireless. Both Singular and Vodafone upped their offers over the weekend. And, of course, the fallout and waiting continues on the whole Comcast-Disney scenario. So, more on the way for sure. I think it's a pretty safe bet we'll be hearing more about mergers and acquisitions this week. And in the Marketplace Newsroom today, we're looking at the rising influence of a family from India on the U.S. hotel industry.
We'll listen for that. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.